This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Listen, get involved, get engaged, do something different other than nothing. You know, that's my favorite saying, right? Because a lot of you, I'll see, complain about what we're doing, not doing, or what have you, and what are you doing? What are you doing to change things? I got to ask. Hey, head over to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's a lot going on there. There's a lot going on that you need to get involved with, you need to read up on. You know, it's really funny, and some people who are now just catching on to the show and reading some of the stuff on the website, the thing I love about it is that you're finally seeing... We're putting stuff on the website from different writers from all over the place. Different stories from everywhere. Because, look, I can only cover so much. You know what I'm saying? And some of you that, you know, you're not, I won't say well-read, but you're definitely, you know, not checking out some of the other people. I can't stand it. You're not checking out some of the other writers. And there's a lot of good ones out there. You know, check out Todd Starnes. The stories that pop up on his site. Like I said, there is a lot of good things going on out there. Of course, I want you to stay here with me. Let's not be stupid about it. But I also want you to get informed. You get informed by getting engaged and reading articles from other people. I don't have all the answers for you. I never said I did. I never would say I did. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And with everything going on right now, I don't think we can all keep up with the different stories, different things, the different blunders of Joey B. I guess you don't. I was going to say, you got to love the guy, but I guess you really don't. If you don't like him, you don't like him. It doesn't mean you get to harm him. Because I love these people who want to write and say, you know, why do you sound so violent? Why do you use words like fighting back? Well, I don't know about you guys. Have you ever heard me? You ever feel like I ever was looking for you to, you know, to grab a club and start going to beat people up? They use the word, you know, it's funny how when they use the word fight, it's okay. We use the word fight all of a sudden, right? It's bad. It's nasty. It's terrible. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I want you involved, I want you engaged, I want you to do something. I'm not joking, I'm serious. And some of you are. You know that. You know, some of you guys, you've been listening long enough to know that when I'm talking about this stuff, I'm, it's not. If you're doing it, God bless you. It's not aimed at you and you already know it. So I don't even worry. I can always tell when there's a new listener, and I get an email or a text, and basically, they're all upset because I'm saying they're not doing something, right? So here's what you got to do. If you're a newer listener, head over to the website, realside.com. There's a live chat room going on. You can watch live. There's a live chat room going on there. And they're smarter people than I am, right? So you want to hop on that chat room, and they will keep you informed. They will let you know what's going on. Some of you keep asking me, keep sending me emails, you know, can't find you on Facebook. Duh. Come on, I've been saying for a long time, we're getting off of Facebook. We're done. You know, Rick Green's going to join us in the second hour. He's having the same problem. Hundreds of thousands of followers can't reach 30 people. All right, really that simple. So, you want to hop up on the website. You can watch live. You can listen live there. Check us out on the radios. There's a whole radio station list. It'd be great if you could listen. And for some of you who live in areas where they don't carry the show, call the radio, call the station owner, manager, whatever, and ask them why not. What the heck's wrong with them? You know, seriously. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563 if you want to get involved. Let's have some, you know, Alfonso Rachel is going to join me after the break. I always have a good time with him. Love when he's on with me. Biden, for a few days, shows you just really, I mean, come on, can we be honest about this? It really shows you how out of touch he actually is. I mean, they really believe that even, you want to talk about World War II or whatever, World War IV now? I don't know. We've had World War III, according to some people, you know what I'm saying? I mean, it really shows you how out of touch he is with reality. And he's taking so much influence from the left. I don't know. I shouldn't say I don't know how he's going to survive this, because he will. They all do. Right? Now, think about something. Joe Biden has received a presidential honeymoon like Donald Trump never saw, never got to take part of. I mean, days and days and days after the election, I mean, after the inauguration, he's making so many gaffes. They're throwing him softball questions. It just never stops. His first few days in the Oval Office, right, he's been plagued with the riots in Portland. Where Antifa, I don't know if you guys know this, but Antifa's been yelling, "We don't want Joe, we want revenge." Now, they'll try to pin that on Trump. They'll think that those are Trump supporters. Trump supporters don't do that. We don't do that. Let's just get that done. Right? We don't want Joe. We just want revenge. So there's not going to be peace in Oregon. There's going to be no peace in Portland, Seattle. Remember the Democrats telling you that, oh my God, the sea was going to part? This again, this is the second coming of Obama. The sea was going to part, peace was going to be upon the land, and everybody was going to have a kumbaya moment. Now, guess what? All he's doing is destroying jobs, destroying lives, and destroying this country. And man, like a wrecking ball in a short period of time. Joe Bazzini, your host. Listen to The Real Side. Be back in a few minutes with Alfonso Rachel. Don't go far.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com. Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
What I meant was, if we had a nice bungalow and I came home from work and you were standing by the gate, you came home from work and I was standing by the gate, that's more like it.
We are back. Welcome to the Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5560. Hey, get involved, get engaged. I prefer you do it with my, obviously with my show. I want you up here. But seriously, you need to find somebody that you connect with, that you trust, and you can listen to, a commentator, radio show host, whatever, and get your information. I'm telling you, man, it's going to get harder. And I'm not being a naysayer, but it's going to be harder and harder and harder for you to get information. Look at what they're doing. Look at how they're cracking down on news and information. 70,000 conservative voices squelched on Twitter alone, right? I've got a friend of mine that's doing nothing but teaching about the Constitution, constitutional principles. He's got hundreds of thousands of followers, or did, on Facebook. And what did they do? He can't get 30 comments on there. He's just simply talking about the Constitution. What are they afraid of? So don't sit there with this ideological mindset that, well, you know, we got to fight back. You cannot fight back with the person who has the finger on the power button. It doesn't work. So be smart. Let me bring somebody on that's a heck of a lot smarter than I am. Alfonso Rangel joins me as he does every week. He's the host of the Zopian Den, Anti-Fighty Duddy Bible Study, and the Zoloft. And he plays a mean drum. You know what I mean? I mean, really.
No, actually, my drums are pretty nice, man. I don't know if they're mean.
No, you play... Hey, listen.
Well, I am a metal drummer, so I guess I do play with it.
Yeah, see what I'm saying? I mean, I like jazz. I'm at that age now where easy listening is good. You know what I'm saying?
I like jazz.
Nap time. You know what I mean?
I got you. I feel you, man.
Yeah. Ooh. All right, so Joey B is at it again. Okay. I mean, we and again, I know every week we talk about this you know, some of our brothers in Christ, sisters in Christ, you know, they crawled into a hole. Apparently God's gone on vacation. They can't pray to him anymore, and he's not going to step up. But I keep telling people the same thing. Look, you can keep complaining about this stuff, or you can actually do something about it. And Rand Paul had a great idea this week, right? So we've been talking about Christians stepping up, men of God, women of God, people who love and fear God's word, to step up and take their rightful positions. And then Rand Paul came out this week and he said, look, stop trying to fight this at the federal level. We keep losing. Fight it at the state level. Take your proper positions. Change the laws. Get the right people in place. What's a ZO?
Well, it's about time. You know, how long have we been saying this, man? It's like, you know, you got these conservatives, these grassroots conservatives. It's like, why are y'all trying to throw stones at the ivory tower? Your arm ain't that strong. You ain't gonna hit these cats. You know, it's, man, look, I'm a martial artist. Okay, and as a martial artist, we understand that a lot of times when you have to defend yourself, one of the most things that people are conscious of is their head. And you keep trying to hit the head, and most likely that's the thing that they're most conscious of is you're going to try to hit. You got to start chopping at the base, right? You got to work the body a little bit. If you want to expose their head to you, you got to work things below, right? Yeah. So, you know, the thing is that conservatives, they think that they can shake their fist at the government while they got their back to the culture and they got their back turned to all those grassroots things that they think they're supposed to be for. It doesn't work that way. And not only that, when we're trying to get these laws passed, you know, we also have to bear in mind it's consent of the governed, right? Well, the culture is not consenting to conservative governance because we don't promote conservatism in the government, in the culture. We're always thinking that it's the government's job to do that. It's like, no, we have to represent it so we can have stable representation in government that can govern a culture that's consenting to it. But we don't do any of these things.
Yeah, we, you know, I'm glad you said it because I've been saying it forever. We allowed this to happen.
Yeah.
And people say, well, I didn't vote for him. No. It's not a matter of going into the booth and throwing your vote, okay? For our Christian brothers and sisters, did you ask for guidance? Did you ask for God to bring the right people forward? After you got the quote-unquote right person in, did you pray for that person? Did you hold that person's feet to the fire? We think, you know, it's like McDonald's. We want it. Fast food fills our belly. We're happy for the moment.
Right?
I mean, seriously, if you throw up later, you blame McDonald's, and not the fact that you had three cheeseburgers or anything like that. But
and the thing is, and we do a lot of praying for, you know, we're praying for people in office. How about making sure that, hey, Lord, help me with discernment. Help me work my personality.
No. You have it wrong. I've got discernment. There's nothing wrong with me. Why would I pray for me, Zoe?
Hey, yeah, a haughty spirit goes before the world.
No, really. I mean, you've been around people like that. You know? It's like, oh, yeah, I voted for that guy, but he went sideways. Well, did you know that he had three affairs on his wife? Did you know that he had already been brought up on church? I mean, seriously. Yeah, great guy you voted for. Okay, glad you sought godly wisdom on that one. Oh, all right.
And I got to say, man, I got to check myself all the time on it, too, before I get to, like, you know, as the saying goes, when you got your finger pointed at somebody, you got three pointed back at you, you know,
Yeah, but we are, you know, that's the argument. You and I have talked about this, but it's the argument other people have all the time. We are just supposed to discern what is right and wrong, what lines up with God's word and what doesn't, right?
Yeah.
I mean, seriously,
that's right.
It's not that we run around putting our finger in people's faces, but when you're sitting there looking at that ballot, and you're going to vote for an adulterer, You're going to vote for a guy that believes in, you know, partial birth abortion? How do you do that as a Christian?
Somebody might need to reevaluate what it is, what it means to be a Christian. And you know, and, oh, man, there's a lot of that. And, you know, the Lord told us that there would be, you know, and that's where we are. And that's, once again, so it's one of those things where it has to be promoted in the culture. And we've long been dependent on these platforms. You know, we've talked about these things, man. It's like, hey, you know, we're in the enemy's territory and we're using the enemy's facilities to basically warn people about the enemy. The rug's going to get pulled out from under us doing that. And it has. A lot of these betrayals, I mean, even when we're talking about Biden's betrayal, I think a lot of, before we even worry about Biden's betrayal, we've done a lot of betraying ourselves and giving people power to do these things. And it's time to really rework some stuff. An overhaul is needed.
Well, I agree with you from a standpoint. I've had Christians tell me that they hated Trump so much that they had to vote for Biden. And I looked at them in the face and said, really, where is that in the Bible?
Yeah.
Where does it say that when your hate grows to a certain point, you can vote for the other guy?
Right.
Because you can't find it. It's not real. And first of all, you're not supposed to hate anybody.
Right.
I mean, I couldn't stand Barack Obama, but my Bible, my God tells me I have to pray for the man.
And love him.
All right.
That's right.
You had to go there, right? You had to bring him that.
Yeah.
but you're right. True. We're called to love him. And that's probably the hardest. You know, easy to love your brother in Christ. Easy to love those people that you go to church with on Sunday. Okay? Mm-hmm. You know? Try to do it later on when you find out what they're doing wrong or what you think they've done wrong to you or anything along those lines.
Oh.
I'll get a kick out of that. But, no, it's... It's just, it's very hard for me, and I have to try to understand what they're being taught on Sundays, because they ain't studying on their own. You can tell by their responses most of the time. Anyway, got to go for a quick break. We'll be back in a minute. Don't go far. Joe's going to be with us. On the other side of the break, you'll listen to The Real Side on GCN Live.
Oh, man.
I have been able to talk to a lot of my brothers in Christ this week.
It wasn't covered by my insurance. I got to
tell you, I mean, Democrats and Republicans. And if I could take notes, like
a like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now and get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. That's 800-814-5188.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott says he'll protect the energy sector in his state.
By the authority vested in me as governor and the Constitution and laws of the state of Texas, direct every state agency to use all lawful powers and tools to challenge any federal action that threatens the continued strength, vitality, and independence of the energy industry.
Abbott making those comments during a West Texas roundtable today, saying he would not stand by idly and let the oil and gas industry be threatened. FEMA is close to finalizing a request for the Pentagon to assign thousands of service members to support COVID-19 vaccination efforts. The agency will ask for the Defense Department to deploy as many as 10,000 military members at up to 100 sites across the country. More news online at usaradio.com. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around a dollar a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
This is the worst looking hat I ever saw. Well, you buy a hat like this, I bet you get a free bowl of soup, huh?
Back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-RealJoe, 855-732-5563. Let me just get to it because I would love having him on with me. Alfonso Rachel joins me as he does every week. We lovingly refer to him as Zoe. He is the host of the Zopian Den, Anti-Fighty Duddy Bible Study, and the Zoloft. And, dude, tell people where they can get your they don't call them albums anymore, do they?
Huh. They should.
Yeah. Yeah, but people make fun of me. You're like, you said album, huh?
Well, it's weird. Yeah, it's quite, somehow the word album is no longer in vogue, but people still want, but it's very chic to want music on vinyl. It's like, well, that's usually where albums were put on. They were put on vinyl, so.
Yeah, then they call it a CD, right?
They think
it sounded so blah.
Yeah, but it's right? Still an album. It's a body of work. It's, you know.
See, there you go. Where do you get your music? That's what I want to know.
Thanks, man. I'm at bronzeserpentmedia.com, and yeah, they can check out my music project, 20 Pound Sledge.
You got to check out his videos, too. Did they totally squash you from YouTube now? Where are you hanging out?
I still upload stuff on YouTube. I can't load my Zoloft videos up on YouTube. They delete those. Anything else I can, I'm still at liberty to do. They demonetized my platform and,
yep.
They made sure that my audience doesn't get my notifications. So a whole bunch of other nefarious stuff, but I'm still able to do a couple of things on YouTube. But I'm using pretty much Rumble now.
Are you? Oh, you can't do live on Rumble though, right? Can you?
At this point, no. I hear that they're talking about making that possible though.
Yeah, it's a big investment. No, I get it. But you know, it's really funny because you and I both we've discussed this in the past. The nice thing about live is that people respond, and you can, you know, you go with the spirit, you go with the movement, and it's kind of hard to do on the other thing. But anyhow, it doesn't matter. But they can find you at these places, guys. You know what? Nowadays, it is so hard to get support. And I was demonetized from, that doesn't sound right though, does it? Like you, don't we want to be demonetized? Like, don't we want the demons out of us? I mean,
yeah. You know, look at the good. Now, I like that silver lining that you found.
But you know, YouTube, yeah, I remember going to dinner with my wife one night, and I get this notice out of nowhere, and it says, we have demonetized these videos. And so, you know, I'm looking at the telephone screen. There's like 11 of them on. I go, okay, whatever. You know, I got like 3,000 of them out there. They did these. I got home that night. I start scrolling through it on the big screen, Every single one of them from the beginning of time. And then a couple of weeks ago, same thing. I get this notice that says, well, we've pulled this video because it doesn't conform with our community standards. From 2007. Like, really? What, are you bored over there?
Right? Petty, right? I'm talking about that. I mean, that's some snotty things to do, man. And, yeah, reaching all the way back to then. And these are the same people who say that it's not good to judge people for their past. You should not do it. And that's what they do all the time.
When you were 14, we found this paper where you used a,
right.
a pseudo-racial slur. So we're going to ruin your life now.
Yeah. Meanwhile, these people make a billion-trillion-dollar industry out of using racial slurs. But
yeah. What do you think about that? You know, again, spew the message because maybe you can do it better than I can. You're looking at Twitter. You know, they got this the picture of that person that was sexually assaulted. You know, was a sex slave, if you would. You know, pedophile was exposed to the young kid that was exposed to pedophilia, and they said it didn't. You ready for this one? It didn't go against the community standards. So I guess if you're into pedophilia, just put it up on Twitter because it doesn't go against community standards.
Okay, who's on their board of community standards? Whoopi Goldberg? It's like, forget. Well, it wasn't rape, right? And it's like, well, come on. You know, it's talk about selective outrage when it comes to these things, man. But you know, with the left, man. It's almost like anything goes, as long as it goes their way. You know.
No, I like that, though. You're right. Some of this craziest stuff comes out of the left when they say, Whoopi Goldberg, that was beautiful. Well, wasn't really rape. She's 13 years old. How is she going to make up her mind as to who she wants to have sex with or not? Are you serious? Right?
Yeah.
A few pills, and all of a sudden she's in her right mind, right? And then the same thing, the California legislature about 9 years ago was arguing how much kiddie porn was too much porn to find on a computer. Was it a CD full? One, right? They were talking about one. They were trying to define what is, right? Was it one CD? Is it one picture? Is it one file folder full? I was listening and scratching my head going, my God, I'm in purgatory.
Purgatory and the Twilight Zone at the same time. You know,
this is where we've come to. And we allowed this to happen, didn't we? Come on.
We dropped the ball, man. And, you know, and the sad part of it is, that, you know, the Lord told us that this was going to happen. You know, it's like, yeah, this is how this thing is going to go down. Just try to make sure that you're not contributing to it. It's like when you get woke to what this is, knock it off. You know, it's still going to happen. This whole thing is going to become a big mess. Just don't be one of those throwing gas on the fire, okay?
No, but you know what? What would you say? And again, I've been talking about this and I've gone out of my way to kind of, I don't want to say hunt down, but to kind of, you know, grab some of our brothers and sisters in Christ on both sides of the aisle. Because we can say it doesn't matter, but you know as well as I do, there are brothers and sisters in Christ that you get, and they're Democrats because they believe that Jesus would have been a socialist. You know, there's Republicans, Christians, and they're Republicans because they believe that Jesus would have been a conservative. And, you know, they chicken bone pick the scriptures that they want to use and parts of, some of them don't even use the whole scripture, right? They use like 8 words in the scripture to drive home their point. And you sit there and you just say, look, it's real, just take the simple, just stay with the simple stuff. Go ahead, you, it's running around on your lips. Go ahead, say it.
The simple thing, as simple as it gets, is not trying to know the verses and stuff like that and cherry pick them as you say. It's about understanding who the Bible is talking about the whole time. Just get that part, you know, and if you get that part and you dig the one that it's talking about, then you don't want to betray him. Do what he says, right? And so with that, I mean, we're dealing with a lot of, you know, whether it's, you know, like I was listening to the so-called press secretary talking about Biden, and her answer, I guess, is, well, Biden's a practicing Catholic. Like, that's supposed to mean anything. He's a Catholic. I guess somebody was asking about, Ducey was asking about, no. Somebody, he was being asked about abortion, and her question is, he's a practicing Catholic. Like, what is that supposed to mean? Does
But wait a minute. But Amy Coney Barrett was a practicing Catholic, and she had no business being a judge. But he has a business being president, right?
Yes. So once again, when we talk about those double standards, you know, it's like Amy Coney Harris, it's a problem because she's Catholic. But let's make sure that we respect Biden because he's a Catholic. The doubles, as the saying goes, if they didn't have any double standards, they wouldn't have any standards at all.
Yeah, it is always amazing to me when I hear some of this. It's like we can't call it, and people have already heard some of this stuff, but it's hilarious. You can't call it the Chinese flu, but you can call it the UK strain. You can call it the South African strain. I'm sorry. I'm not well educated. I can't understand this.
And you got to be very specific. It has to be the South African. You can't be the African strain.
Oh, that's
that would
right.
Be
I apologize. Yeah. That would be
South African. It has to be South African. Right?
Bless. I can't stand it. You know, and
yeah.
And we would be ill-informed if we called it anything else, just ask them. Or race, like you say, racist, xenophobes, homophobe, whatever. We'd be some kind of phobe. Maybe we'd be China-phobe. Maybe that's the next thing, right?
That's coming up. Right? That sounds
I mean, seriously. But I see, you know, and again, and I don't have a crystal ball. This is just Joe guessing. But I see a lot of negative things happen when Joey B really gets rolling. He's already turned back a whole bunch of stuff. When it comes to, again, I'm not into the EOs. I think the executive orders were a big mistake. I realize in some cases it was the only way to get some stuff done, but really, we set the precedent. We can't argue about it anymore. No matter what Joe does with an EO, how do we push back on it, right? But you're looking at a guy that's now releasing funds for abortions in Mexico, abortions overseas. Wow. You know, the $10 million for what was it, gender studies in Pakistan? I mean, heck, just come over, send me over there for $2 million. I'll show them gender studies. I'll be done in a couple hours.
Yeah, I mean, even with that, it's pretty darn simple. But I don't know, the left thinks that genius is in how complicated they can make things. You know, they don't seem to understand that the cornerstone of genius is simplicity. And, yeah. You know, but that's just where they are. And as Biden is drawing in these executive orders, he's supposed to be the chief law enforcement officer of the United States, and he's doing everything that's against the law.
Yeah, like flat out in the face of the Constitution. It's just amazing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, we got to go for a break. Be back in a minute. Joe Macedo, your host. Don't go far.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
We have to pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it away from the fog of the controversy.
Well, one of these days, I'm going to figure out how these buttons work, and things will go flawlessly. Another 10, 15 years, maybe. Joe Messina, your host, listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. I see you guys in the chat room just tearing it up about the different social media platforms. I'll ask Joe about it in a minute. But, you know, I've always had a concern that when all these are popped up, and you guys have mentioned a few, but I got to tell you something. We've joined 10 more over the years that have popped up just mostly to see what they were all about. But, you know, again, when we get that scattered, when we're on all these sites, you're going to get frustrated by having to post so many places, number one. Number two is, when you're on all these sites, the message will get watered down, and you won't be able to really get it out. And I'm not telling you where to be. I'm not going to do that. I will tell you that we are working with a group of people on Spreely and eVault and what have you to kind of bring everything together so that we have nothing is a guarantee, I get it, but we have a 99.9% guarantee that our vids won't be pulled down because, like Zoe, I am tired of it. I worked hard in the early days to get these videos up, to get them right, to bring a quality product, and to have Vimeo, who I was paid service, to pull down 3 years worth of videos, like... But somehow I must have took the wrong pill or did something in 1 week. I violated their rules that nobody reads. You can't read them. They're 600 pages. Three times in 1 week, third time was a charm, bang, gone. I lost all those videos. YouTube demonetizes, squelches the ability for people to find. People will tell me, go look for me on YouTube. They're finding stuff from my first 2 years, but they can't find anything recent. It's crazy.
Yeah.
And that's why we use our back end is Boxcast, which is what we broadcast to, and then it goes out from there. So, anyway, too much information for you. I get it. But really, guys, we've got to come together on this. You want to get the message out? You want to stay strong? We need to become like one. Remember, the apostles were, where were they? They were all in one place, all in one accord. And they were able to get something done. Right, Zoe?
Indeed, indeed. And you know, let's not forget the strategy of divide and conquer. We've got, you know, the herd has been scattered, man, and you got these people flocking, fleeing to these different platforms, and yeah, it messes with your strength in numbers. It messes with the ability to come together and do things. You've got divide and conquer. That's what the Democrats have done, and it'd be great, you know, if we can have people really trying to focus content on their sites, and then there'd be an aggregate, you know, where people can actually, see, what's where, by whom, and stuff like that. And people can have content that's generated from their website for people to be able to go and pay patronage to. And not only that, it's not just about social media and stuff like that. I think people are really forgetting the other key element here is the search engine. That's the other big, piece. Puzzle that people are missing. It doesn't matter if it's Google or DuckDuckGo. I know a lot of conservatives like DuckDuckGo. DuckDuckGo does the same thing. When you go and you fish through DuckDuckGo, all the stuff that's from a liberal slant is going to be listed first, and you got to dig for any other side of the narrative on anything.
The one that seems to be, I don't want to say neutral on purpose, but neutral because it's not used a lot maybe, is Bing, you know, by Microsoft. Where they ever come up with Bing, I have no idea, but whatever.
I even tried Bing for a little while, too. For me, it was the same. I noticed the same. I said, man, it's the same stuff, man.
Really?
Yeah, okay. It was the same way for me.
All right. I had all kinds of stuff coming up, but for me, it was kind of like, it didn't seem to have as much as Google did. But to your point, you know, Google, most of everything they have going, it's right there. It's up front and center. Mm-hmm. So, I saw that happening years ago. But look at the power Google has. Now, they say that they don't have as much of the market as people say they have, yet they won't tell you how much of the market they have, right?
When they're able to go through, you know, when they've got the, you know, their tentacles in your emails and stuff like that and sucking up your data and whatnot, yeah, tell me that they don't have the leverage that they don't have.
it is... But, you know, again, let's come back to that for a minute. You know, you're talking about people that we do want to get the message across. And, yeah, we've got hard righties just like they have hard lefties. I get all of that. But, you know, I've always felt like it doesn't matter. Put everything out there. I can sift through it. I've got two brain cells that work. I don't want to see your crazy stuff. I won't read it. I'll just go scrolling right past it. I don't need to hear it. Same thing with music. I don't know about you, but in the old days, you buy an album, I might like three songs on the whole album. You know what I do? I used to, I'm old. I pick up the needle, I move it down two songs, okay? Because I don't want to hear the other ones. That's
right.
Simple.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, wasn't that hard? So, and now they've totally taken all that stuff away from us. So, go ahead.
Well, you know, I saw a comment that somebody left. And they were chastising me because, you know, like as we do, it's like we're calling out, hey, Christians, you know, we're always talking and conservatives, we're always talking about the sleeping giant, you know, and the silent majority. I'm like, and for me, I'm like, dude, why is the giant always sleeping? You know, and you know, and so what if you're the silent majority? There's a noisy minority out there and they're doing a lot of damage. Mm-hmm. So this person was chastising me, you know, for calling out conservatives on this. And they say, have you ever stopped to think that, you know, you're not giving any solutions? Like, what are you talking about? You saw one video that I did, and I've got a body of work going back 10 years talking about this and giving solutions that people like you that are obviously not paying attention to, one. And then you're saying that these people, they came in and they took everything away from us. And I, what do you mean, took it away from us? What happened to conservatives who are always boasting about Mullah Lob and come and take it from a cold, dead hands? We're always telling people to come and take it, and now you're squealing because they actually did? You know, it's like, when are we going to, you know, get over this pride and stop with all this tough talk and really start getting smart and understanding that there's some cultural work that needs to be done?
You hit a home run on that one. I mean, seriously, you're right. We, you know, it's, oh, God, I'm not making fun of anybody in particular, but, you know, I love all these guys that run around with the military gear on, and they look really tough, and, you know, and like me, you know, their belly hangs over the front belt buckle, and, you know, they're going to take on the world. We're gonna, you know, upset. You know, I took the gun class, you know, the 8-hour gun class. I'm ready to protect myself, right? And you go, yeah, okay, until they actually show up with guns, then what are you going to do?
Right?
I mean, you're going to pee your pants and drop to the floor. What are you going to do? So, I've seen that for years. I get the biggest kick out of it. And,
These folks need to understand that, you know, as while they're boasting in the Second Amendment, the First Amendment is being used to erode the Second Amendment. And it's going to be kind of hard to make this takeover when the people who control communications are flanking us. Right, it's like, you know, the phones that we use, the services that we use, all the our ways to be able to communicate with each other, they're making us ghosts. You know, and it's like, this isn't something to be underestimated.
No. You know, it's really funny because for years, you know that with Facebook and other places, people were saying, no, they won't do that. They can't do that. You go, no, not only can't they can do it and they will do it. And you know, it just came to mind while you were talking, you know, about how tough we are. Remember Peter. Remember him? He was running around with that guy, that dude Jesus, and he saw all the stuff that Jesus did and everything else. And when Jesus said, you know, you're going to deny me, he goes, what are you, crazy? I would never deny you. I love you. I know what you're all about. Right. Man, you're man. I'm going to be, and what the first question they asked him, weren't you running with that dude Jesus? Who, me? What are you, crazy? Look, I'm a commoner. Everybody looks like me. You got me confused with somebody else.
That's right, man. Right? You got to be, yeah. Got to be able to walk the walk, man. And not that I'm trying to be like, oh, yeah, I'm Mr. Tough Guy, and I'm able to evaluate if somebody's tough or not. You know, I'm myself included. It's like, hey, you know, put to the test. You know, Lord, help me. Give me the strength. Give me the courage to be able to do what needs to be done. But, you know, one has to be really careful, you know, about their boasting in themselves and what they would do.
Yeah. You know, look at bottom line is when I get up in the morning, I'm always asking for guidance. You know, what are we doing today, God? Who are we taking on, you know, and it's always we because I know I can't do it alone. So it's more like what doors are you going to open? What are we going to walk through? Who are we going to get excited today about you and that kind of thing? So I realize I can't do it alone. But to your point, even me, I've had people send me emails. It's like, dude, I'm not God. Not only am I not God, I don't know what I would do. Come on, I believe what I might do in a certain situation, but I don't know. You know, was I tested? How many of you... You know, again, here we go with the preaching start, but how many of you have been in situations where, you know, you say you love Jesus, Jesus is up front, he's your number one man, but you're in a situation where you could bring Jesus into the conversation, and that fear strikes. Oh, I don't want him to think I'm a weenie or anything. Right? I mean, seriously.
Yes, yeah. And the thing is, we've been taught, we've been conditioned to feel like we're not supposed to bring God into the conversation because, you know, not everybody believes in God. So it kind of makes your point moot about God if people don't believe in him. It's like, look, if they don't believe in him, that's their problem. I'm not going to let them make him mine. And if they don't believe him, they don't have the right to make me take God out of the argument. Okay. So, and it's a hard thing to kind of like reprogram yourself with and let God go ahead and do the routine as far as that goes, but it needs to be done, man. Don't leave God out of the argument.
No, I always used to look for little openings. Like somebody would say, you know, I've been praying for this. I've been praying for that. And I don't know, you know, I don't think anything's going to go, well, man, you must be praying to the wrong God. He goes, my God answers prayer. He's alive. He's working. And that was always kind of a lighthearted way to open the conversation up. Hey, tell people where to find you. I lost track of time.
Thanks, man. I'm at bronzeserpentmedia.com.
All right. Cool. Always love when you're around. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Rick Green joins us in the next hour, people. Don't go far. We're going to talk about all the constitutional bruises that are happening right now. We'll be back in a little bit.